Disclaimer. This episode is going to be... I don't really know. I feel like there's going to be like a certain like je ne sais quoi about it that just kind of makes it what it is. But it's okay. It's going to be fine. Welcome to How to Be an Aesthetic Girly, otherwise known as... I don't really know. I was trying to do the whole Annalise Keating thing, like, you know, criminal, blah, 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 otherwise known as how to get away with murder. But anyways, welcome to How to Be an Aesthetic Girly 101 with your host, Laide. You know the drill. Let's get into it. I feel like this is where I like I'm saying. Okay, so I switched, like, the software that I used to record. So, like, I don't really know where this is going. So usually, like, with the old one, I could like record and like, you know, do the whole little bits and pieces, but I'm still kind of figuring this one out. Hopefully I figure it out. And if I do figure it out, I guess like that part where I said, like, you know, the drill, that's where I'd put the intro. But like, I guess this is the intro. Let's assume that the intro is playing. Asterisk, cute intro, asterisk, intro over. Okay, y'all. So I obviously posted an episode last week and I was very excited about it. It made me very happy that I was doing that, actually, or that I did that, rather. I think that I felt very proud of myself, and the whole idea was essentially for me to do one thing new each week, in the sense that, like, getting out of, like, a funk, I guess, doing something new and being able to feel fulfilled that I completed a certain task, I guess, especially like if it's a task that I've been putting off for a very long time. I think that it's been a very, very important thing for me to do or to like stay doing. So here's another episode, obviously. It feels really good to actually be doing this like consecutively. So Sha, today's episode is going to be about how to be an aesthetic girly. I've been tweeting about the aesthetic girlies for a minute now, and there's just a certain, again, je ne sais quoi, that the aesthetic girlies have, and I like it. So, as always, or as normal, I guess not really always, because you guys wouldn't know, but normally, what I've done now is I've Googled how to be an aesthetic girl, without the G-W-O-R-L, but just how to be aesthetic. And we're going to run through this, like the tips that I'm seeing on here, and kind of see where I'm at. And the whole point of this is, if you know, out there want to be an aesthetic girly, I think that the whole goal would be for you to be able to juxtapose these suggestions to the current state of your life and say, am I where I want to be aesthetically? But disclaimer again, like this whole thing low-key kind of relates to like the contentification of like our lives, as I was talking about, because like everybody's lives feel like looks and seems like it's so curated, and people start to feel personally like they have to, like, you know, live up to said aesthetic they establish. But the first rule about being an aesthetic girly is that you are not fixed in an aesthetic. If you find something new, you find something new and you move on. I think that's also part of, like, it kind of also like pours into the idea of like making certain things your personality and starting to feel less than when you're in a state where that part of your personality, quote unquote, isn't shining. So for example, for a reader, it would be like, your entire personality is like, oh, I always read. I enjoy reading. I'm always reading a new book. Like, oh my God, I got the best recommendations. Oh my God, I read like the classics. Or, oh my God, I read books that nobody's ever read. Or, oh my God, I buy collector editions books, you know? And then you get into like a reading funk and you don't read anything. And then it automatically seems like your life has no meaning. But do things to enjoy them, you know, including being an aesthetic girly. So if today you're feeling very cottage core, that's okay. And if tomorrow you're feeling very dark academia, that's just what you're feeling. I'm also saying this because this is like the only two like aesthetics that I've kind of really like vibed with recently. But yeah, again, that's the, I guess, like the critical thinking part out of this. So again, rule number one of being an aesthetic girly is that you are not fixed or cemented into an aesthetic. If you find something that you like and you enjoy it while you want to. And the moment you feel like your enjoyment of it has expired, not necessarily based off of other people's, like, other people's projections onto you, but on your own personal time. So, like, if, like, it's like, oh, you know, like, I really enjoyed baking all this while and it was pretty good. I don't like baking anymore. It feels too stressful. Maybe I just haven't found any more recipes, or maybe I just really just want to stop baking. Like I don't ever want to bake until I ever think that it is necessary for me to bake, you know? If that's the case, then just stop baking. Like, it's not a matter of like, oh my God, I have to stick through with it. Don't stick through with anything, though, please, before you go and burn yourself or you burn your house down. Anyways, again, rule number one. I said this 3 times. So if you have a pen and paper, jot things down in order to pick things up. Rule number one about being an aesthetic girly is that you are not cemented into an aesthetic. Same thing too with like anything that you like as a hobby. All right, so let's get into it. Number one, find your inspiration or your style. I think that, again, this whole like idea of us as aesthetic girlies, I feel like that's what the audience is. We're all aesthetic girlies. Inspiration comes from a lot of different places. And I think that it's been so interesting looking on the internet, for example, and seeing how people fit into different categories. And I think a very good example for that for me is like how I look at Twitter, for example. With Twitter, it's a very interesting... it's a very interesting space. It always is. Like every day, like going on there, it's just like, wow, this is wow, you know? And the way I like to think of Twitter, especially because I'm on like so many different pieces of it, is sort of like some sort of like community center. And you go into the community center and you have all these like niches, you know, you have all these people, all these cliques, all these groups who inspire each other to either get more concentrated in whatever it is that they claim to be their like niche, I guess. So like if you like the color red, you're gonna keep getting, you're gonna go from like red to like crimson to like, I don't know what other colors, like dark scarlet, you know, like really different like shades of red, that kind of stuff. And Twitter is such an interesting place because the one thing about finding stuff that inspires you is that the thing has to be something that inspires you. So I don't know if I said this in like the last episode about how sometimes it feels like people are like outsourcing their like critical thinking. They're outsourcing like their ability to be themselves. And so a lot of people just end up taking on what other people like simply because it seems like that's what, you know, that's what fits the vibe. But it's only ever going to give fake. Like, you can't be an aesthetic girly without the aesthetic coming from within. I think you understand me. But I think it's the truth. I think that you cannot be an aesthetic girly without the aesthetic coming from within. You can't, like, have a bad wall and it has cracks in it and you're painting over it and you think that when the paint dries, those cracks aren't going to show. Darling, you've got to step up your game. Let the aesthetic come from within. Enjoy what you enjoy and find inspiration in what truly inspires you. Don't feel like you are obligated to, you know, I guess like find, don't feel obligated to take on a new paint of Don't feel obligated to take on a new coat of paint when you know that you could probably put like cement or like something to like fix the wall, you know? That's kind of the vibe about finding what inspires you. And for me, I guess it's a lot of different things. I really enjoy reading. I enjoy sleeping a lot. So I feel like that whole soft life thing is peak. It's really like, it's right down my alley, honestly. Soft life, sleep, food, wake up, enjoy life. Sleep, read a good book, water my plants, and then sleep. Oh, by the way, I have 6 beautiful plant babies. Actually, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, I've got 6 beautiful plant babies, and that is because as of last year, I found out that I was allergic to cats. Now, people who know me personally know that I've had this very like long-standing, I guess I will call it an aesthetic. I like this actually. So for a very long time, I thought that I was going to be like a cat lady. I thought that I was going to be, I'm going to have all these cats and they're just going to be so beautiful, so fluffy, so cute. Lojo komba deo. Aha. I say, what happened? That's how a cat, like, it scratched me. I think it, like, nipped at me, really. It didn't really scratch me. It, like, nipped at me. So, like, some of its saliva got on my skin. Next thing I know, no, but me can't lay. I'm just breathing up and breathing down. I say, why me? So you could tell that I was very disappointed, honestly. I was very sad that I ended up being like allergic to cats. I was like, this is nothing but a mad joke. How? But yeah, so that's an example of letting go of an aesthetic when it doesn't serve you anymore, my dear. If you are baking and you find out that you're allergic to gluten, do yourself a favor and go and start reading. And if you're looking for animal and you find out that you're allergic, go and start keeping plants, as long as you're not allergic to the plants, child. And you know, if you're not allergic to the plants, you know, cherish them. And when the time comes and goes, the time has come and it has gone, you know, nothing too big. It's not a big deal, you know. So I guess that's pretty much it about finding inspiration. I guess that we've, So self-life, I think, is really like my peak. It's the umbrella body of my drive to be an aesthetic girly, is to have a self-life. And then this person talks about like plants and everything. And just like I just finished like describing, it wasn't really dramatic. But it was a very interesting time in my life, discovering that I was allergic to cats and having to let go of the idea of like ever adopting one. Because I actually really used to, I won't say the word like terrorize, but I really used to make it like a big deal. And then I had friends who'd be like, oh, I'm never going to come to your house if you ever get a cat. And I'm just like, okay, that's all right. You know, you do you, boo. And then now, well, they can come to my house now, at least, because I can't have cats either. But yeah, so I started getting plants and I absolutely love them. I actually never thought that I would be a plant lady, but they're so cute. They're so beautiful. And I think that my favorite thing about like having plants, well, one is like watering them and it's just like, oh, you guys need this water to survive. And I'm just like being a really good caretaker. And outside of that, it's also just like when they like grow new leaves, there's something just so magically beautiful, good. There's something just so magically beautiful about constantly being in the presence of creation, you know, like the plant is constantly growing. It's constantly like, well, it's shedding like old leaves, but then it's also like starting new leaves. And then, for example, I have a pothos, which is a vine. And so when it has like new leaves, they start off as like a little spike. And then eventually the leaves are like, just like they're folded, like they're like asleep. And then they unfold and open up. And it's like the cutest, most beautiful, like waxy green variegated leaf. And I'm just like, wow, you're so cute. And so, yeah, I absolutely love my plants. Like, I think that they're the best thing that I've had. Well, outside of my crux, which we will get to. But the plants are absolutely fantastic. And I think that if you are looking at, I guess, being able to just have something that's consistently there and that you can feel more responsible for, that's not an animal, plants are a good option. They make the house look very pretty. And I think it's also very calming to just know that there's something that is alive inside your space other than you. So yeah, I got 6 plants and they're all currently growing and they look pretty nice. So yeah, I think plants definitely fit the whole soft life aesthetic, you know, like there's something about like, another thing. So with this whole like soft life aesthetic thing, a lot of people kind of translate that into like minimalism, like whites and nudes and browns and some greens and some pastels. And I'm just like, another thing about putting on a paint of coat. Oh God, why do I keep saying it that way? Why putting on a coat of paint? Putting on a coat of paint when all you actually need is like cement. If you don't like nude colors and you don't like minimalism, like you don't have to be a minimalist. One day you're going to open your drawer, you see that because you are doing minimalism, you only have 2 containers. Meanwhile, you need 4 for what you are doing. Let's say you took on baking as part of your aesthetic, and now look at you because of Twitter. That's why you don't have container in your house anymore. Oh my goodness, it's actually funny. But yeah, let's move on. Oh, I was talking about my Crocs earlier. Yeah, so I've got 2 pairs of Crocs, and honestly, the best thing ever. I feel like, I don't know if I said this before, but I probably said this in my things that gave what y'all said would give episode, unless I probably did that before I got my Crocs. I don't really remember. But the Crocs are crocking. They're my favorite thing ever. And I feel like I'm on like this like journey where like I would really convince anybody to get Crocs. It's very funny because before I got these, I really was like, oh, I may not like them, you know, like they look funny. Girl, stop. I love them so much, and they're very comfortable, and they're very beautiful, especially when you can add like the whole gibbets and charms and everything to it too. So, what else are they? Oh, okay. So, well, this website seems to have been done. Let's go see what the rest of the internet says about being an aesthetic girly. I don't know. Do I have any suggestions about being an aesthetic girly? I think, I think that whole idea of finding what truly inspires you is very paramount. It's a very, very big, like, that's the foundation of it all. And it's not, I feel like it goes beyond like what even inspires you. It's just like what you like. And so I think that's one thing that makes, okay, let's actually get into this. So the whole idea of growing up and becoming a young adult is you're in some sort of like transition stage where, oh, y'all grab your floaties, it's about to get deep. You're in some sort of transition stage where, for some reason, it's like, it's almost like when you're like, when, let's say you have like shoes that have like Velcro straps. So you like, you're peeling off those straps. Some of the little like fluffy part like stays onto the little like sticky part. But then for the most part, none of it like really stays. And it's like the idea that when you're becoming a new adult, all that's happening is a lot of like unlearning and like relearning and a lot of adjusting to like new things. And I think that when you, like, one way for you to truly find yourself is truly find yourself and your aesthetic is essentially being comfortable with trying new things and sometimes letting go of things that don't serve you anymore. I think that that's a very important thing to be able to do. Like, just like I just said, like, I never thought that I would like Crocs. I never thought that I'd be like a plant person. I never thought I'd be drinking like loose leaf tea. I never thought like I'd be like a pomegranate person either. Right? Because I tried pomegranate, I think, for the first time this year too. It's a really cool fruit. It's very like red. And I think like opening a pomegranate in your kitchen, like especially if you have like white like countertops, everything just, it looks like a war zone. But no, like I think that there's a lot of beauty in being able to try new things. And especially as a young adult, where, you know, when you're like young and your parents are teaching you like new things, for example, like let's say they're teaching you how to fry plantain now, and you know, like they're there with you in the kitchen and they're like, well, you have to fry them this way or you have to cut them this way, you know, here's like the amount of salt that you put that makes it just right, you know, like it's a different thing when as a young adult you're the one like holding your own hand to try new things. It's when if you are one to like take time out to just enjoy those moments, there's a lot of wonder that exists in them, and being able to see yourself do something new and realize that like you held your own hand all the way through it. I don't know if that makes sense, but I think that it's a very, very beautiful thing. And those are some of the things that you should like really think about to help you just kind of like reassure yourself that like, you know, yeah, I am an aesthetic girly and and I'm doing very well, you know. So like learning how to drive a car, like paying your own bills, or like starting a new hobby, or like rediscovering something that you used to love as a child, like doing it newly as an adult. And sometimes, most especially, even taking care of yourself when you're sick. Like when you're young, you have all these people who do things for you. And it doesn't mean that they're not in your life when you're doing them now as like an older person. But it's just something about being able to do things for yourself, with yourself, by yourself, that allows you to really cherish who you are as a person, who you've been, who you are, and who you're becoming. And I really, really enjoy that about being like a young adult. It's just like, oh, I didn't know I could do that. But it's really cool. And I think that that's one of the ways that allows, I guess, just like what I said at the beginning, allows your aesthetic to really shine through, because you're able to understand how like the nuances that you have a better understanding of what nuances exist in your ability to like fulfill things or to not fulfill them. And so the more you start to do things with yourself, the more you push yourself to try new things or to learn new things or to, you know,
be adventurous with new things. Not like too crazy, but like, you know, just, I mean, anything really could be an adventure with anybody. But like, you know, and then just being able to say, oh, this is why I actually think like this, or this is why I actually see things from this perspective, or this is why I think that that, you know, bananas are like frozen yogurt. Like, you know, like anything really. It's just like, yeah, that's just who I am. And it's funny because you'll think with all of this that you know who you are, but the reality is you're consistently going to keep discovering yourself literally until you die. And I think that's just a really cool thing about being human. Yeah, that's a very interesting thing. Wow. I think that, yeah, that's pretty much, that's not really pretty much it, but that is the foundation of being a successful aesthetic girly. Beyond like the contentification of your life and the curation of an aesthetic. Actually, I do like curating aesthetics. I think that they're pretty cool. So like curating like your Instagram timeline or even your Twitter TL. I know that some people definitely, well, not some people, me, I curate my own TL. Instagram, I don't really use that often. But yeah, there's the thing is, once you start to have like this foundation, like in your heart and like essentially like at your center, a lot of it will translate or transfer over into like mediums that are an extension of you. So for example, your Instagram or your Twitter. And the thing is, people who start to see that may or may not, one, be like, you know, from the niche of people who truly understand what it is like to be at peace with your constant like state of rediscovery versus people who have cracks in their walls but are only willing to put paint over it. And it's nothing like against them, and people are constantly like discovering themselves, and some people do that earlier, some people do that later. But I think that it is it's very interesting to think about. I actually had never really thought about it like that. Oh my god. But yeah, I think that's really how to be an aesthetic girly, is to really like appreciate the constant state of rediscovery that you're in. Don't feel fixated on something or feel like you have to stay put within an aesthetic or a hobby or something that you like, or even a dream that could be so big and, you know, you've held on to it for years. And I think one thing about it is like, you know, don't hold on to things longer than their expiry date, and it'll be okay regardless. Yeah. Oh my god. Oh my god. Yeah, no, I think that this definitely gave. It definitely gave. So yeah, I think that beyond like the plants and the LED lights and the typing in lowercase and everything else that consists of the surfacial or the surface level of aesthetics, I think that it has a lot to do with who we are on the inside and appreciating who we are, the good, the bad, and the ugly, right? And the ugly. And being able to use that to our advantage. I think that's very important. Yeah. I think another thing I also really like about the aesthetics is definitely the lip gloss. Like, you shouldn't go anywhere with your lips being chapped. I feel like that's just like a public service announcement, really. I think I'd be doing good for the rest of the world if I said that. Also for you, like, it's really not good, because if your lips are dry, they're usually an indication that you're dehydrated. So definitely be drinking a lot of water and use chapstick. But so one time when I was younger, I don't know if it was like when I was younger or like a couple years ago, I remember seeing something about how the companies that make like lip balm, they intentionally put stuff that makes your lips dry in the lip balm, so that way you keep putting on more lip balm. And so then your lips keep getting dry, and you think it's your personal problem. You think it's your personal issue, so you keep buying more lip balm, and that's how billionaires get rich. Tisk tisk tisk. Anyways, this was a beautiful class on how to be an aesthetic girly 101. We may or may not be expanding on this topic, but yeah, definitely. I hope you guys took some. I don't. Okay, I really don't understand why like I'm laughing this much. I just think it's very funny. Oh my god, wow. Yeah. All right. I think that's it. Yo, all right, yeah, I think that's it. Hello. I think the microphone died.
Oh yeah, we're good. We're good. We're live. All right. So yeah, that was a ruckus. But it's pretty late right now, and I should be going to bed. I really don't understand this thing about me recording episodes. Well, I guess it makes sense though. It's just imagine this afternoon and we're eating lunch. I hope you're eating lunch. Make sure to eat your food, and drink a lot of water, and also try some tea sometime. I think tea definitely fits like the soft life aesthetic. So, yeah. But also again, be introspective. Think about who you are and who you want to be, and appreciate how who you are is helping you get to where you want to be. And I think that is it on how to be an aesthetic girly. Thank you for listening. I hope that you and your aesthetic flourish, and that you have fun constantly learning about yourself, and rediscovering your aesthetic, even if it's every 2 business days. And I can say that because I definitely had like a whole dark academia phase, and now I just read like, oh, well, technically, I guess I still have it. I used to read like fantasy novels. I feel like I definitely did talk about this when I was talking about books in like a couple episodes back. Now I don't even read fantasy novels as much. I read like literary fiction right now, and it's been pretty nice. It's been pretty nice, but we'll see what happens if I ever get back into fantasy. But yeah, that's the whole thing. Like, if you don't like something anymore or you're not really feeling it anymore, it's okay to try new things and to explore new things and to enjoy that process of getting used to the new thing that you chose to explore. Alrighty now, I hope you guys have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Thank you so much for listening. And again, yeah, don't forget to share, like, give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. I feel like I can say that right now because I'm being consistent. Just a little bit shy. but yeah, that's right. Class is out. Have a good night, guys. I say good night. Have a good day. Good afternoon. Okay, bye-bye. Seriously, bye-bye.